Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Erevin Daf Ayin Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins in the middle of Daf Ayin Aleph. You'll notice a Mishnah a bit more than halfway down. The Mishnah says, Bal Habayis Shoyashutov Lishchenov. One of the homeowners of a particular courtyard was a partner with his neighbors. And here we speak about a partnership. We're talking about a business type relationship. We're not talking about an eruv. He has a partnership with his neighbors. Lozeh biyayin velozeh biyayin einon tzrichin la'orev. If his association is a partnership with this one in wine and with the other one in wine, so they don't have to make an eruv. The fact that they're already joined together in a business relationship over the same substance, that is in place of an eruv. The whole concept of eruv is the idea of creating a single entity to join people together. So if they're joined together through this relationship, so be it. This then replaces the joining of through a contributing food to a common pot that we call, of course, eruv. If a person has a partnership with one person in oil and another person in wine, so that does not replace the need for an eruv. They still need to make an eruv. Reb Shimon Omer, echod ze v'echod ze einon tzrichin la'arev. Whether it be the case of a partnership with each one of the neighbors in wine, or with some in wine and some in oil, it's still takes the place, replaces the need for an eruv. In other words, it serves instead of making an eruv. The topic heading on the side of the Gemara, we have noted im ba'alut mishutefes b'yayin yichole lechoshev gam keshituf muvos. The Gemara will discuss this issue as well. Can the joining together in a partnership in wine serve as a joining together of different neighbors living in a common alleyway? The opening piece of Gemara, though, deals with the details of this partnership. Omar Rav ubekli echod. We say that the partnership helps if they are owners of wine that is in the same vessel, then it replaces the need for an eruv. We take a look at the Rashi. Omar Rav ubekli echod shekulon hayu shut fuson bekli echod, that they held one barrel of wine jointly. Avol b'shnei kelim loy, but if it's in two separate vessels, then we don't say that this replaces the Eruv. The Afalgav, the Amri Beisil Berek Mishotziu, Eruv Hanosin Bishnei Kalim Kosher, even though earlier in this Masichta, Beisil said that an Eruv that's in two separate vessels is acceptable. Hosamu de Mekora, Lashem Eruv Govu, Mayua Lumana Vaiser. That's a case where they collected food initially for Eruv purposes, and they collected so much food that it was more than one vessel would hold. Avalhocha de Lav Lashem Shituv Havet, but in this case, the joining together was not with the purpose of joining together for Shabbos purposes, but rather it was a pre-existing business arrangement that they had held wine jointly. Then we say bekli echod in b'shnei kelim lo, only if the wine is literally in one vessel and they are joint owners of that wine, then it replaces the eruv. But if it's multiple vessels that they happen to have joint ownership in, that will not replace the need for an eruv. Omar Rava. We continue in the Gemara with having highlighted Rava with a double underline, and a few lines later, Abaye is marked thusly, and on the side of the Gemara, Simun, we've written Rava and Abaye are Simun Zeh, this double underline marking is Bo Laharois Shehem Chokim, to demonstrate that they are at odds with one another. There's a machloikis. So Rava says, Omar Rava, Daika Nami, by careful reading of the Mishnah, you can see this point. Dikotoni. It says, Lozeh b'yayin v'lozeh b'shemen tzrichin la'arev. If the partnership that that a particular member of the courtyard has with one of the neighbors in partnership in oil and another neighbor partnership in wine, then they still need to make an eruv. If you say that the reisha case of lozeh b'yayin v'lozeh b'yayin, it's a partnership with regard to wine in one vessel, the seifa b'shnei kelim, and the seifa example, the second example of lozeh b'yayin v'lozeh b'shemen is in two separate vessels, shapir, then the Mishnah makes sense. Elo I amris reisha b'shnei kelim v'seifa b'shnei kelim. If, however, you say that the case of the wine and the reisha was two separate vessels that they owned jointly, and the case of the seifa, the wine and oil, is also two separate vessels, mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen, what difference would it make once you say that the yayin v'shemen partnership does not replace the Eruv, so to the wine and wine partnership in two separate vessels should not replace the, well, why make a distinction? So Rava's point is that the partnership that the Mishnah speaks about in wine that enables it to replace an Eruv is because the wine spoken of is in one vessel that's jointly held by the neighbors. Omar Le Abaye. Abaye disagrees. He says, Yayin v'yayin roi l'arev. With the case of the wine in two separate vessels, it can replace the need for an eruv because in potential you can join the two together. You can simply get a larger vessel and pour the two small vessels of wine into the one larger vessel. So the potential for creating unity in wine exists. Therefore, we'll allow a partnership in wine, even if it's in separate vessels. Yayin v'shemen ein roi l'arev. However, the wine-oil partnership, that is not something that's fit to mix into one vessel. So that's why it repels the concept of unification, because of the lack of potential for being in one vessel. Reb Shimon omer echod zeh ve'echod zeh ein tzrichin l'arev. The Gemara asks in a tone of wonderment, "V'afilu lozeh b'yayin v'lozeh b'shemen?" Is this so? Even in a case of a partnership that one has with one neighbor in wine and with the other neighbor in oil, it's not fit to be mixed together. So, before going on in the Gemara, let's glance at the side. We have a Noseya topic heading, where we've written Shitas Rabbi Shimon. We're going to be spending time in his opinion, Shutfus, Lozeh B'yayin v'Lozeh B'Shemen, trying to understand his position with regard to Lozeh B'yayin v'Lozeh B'Shemen, when in the back of our minds, the concept of Eruv is this idea of unifying. So how do you have unification here? And the house marking is featured under our Mivneh heading. These are two pshotim lahasbir divrei Reb Shimon. So we have Rabba here, and at the top of Omid Beis, Rav Yosef. Omar Rabba. And we can use the diagrams in the Pirush Chai, diagram 27. You can see this on page 142 in the middle. Rabba says, Hocha b'mayaskinon, the case of the Mishnah that Reb Shimon is addressing is b'chotzer shebein shnei mevuah. So you can see this clearly in the diagram. This is an aerial view. We have a courtyard situated between two alleyways. Reb Shimon l'tame, and Reb Shimon in saying what he does is consistent with what he has said elsewhere. Before going on in the Gemara, let's glance at the Rashi, Shabain Shnei Mavuos, V'lo B'shitiv D'movui Echod Komar. We're not talking about creating a unification of one alley. Elo imze nishtat fo b'yayim v'imze b'shemen u'shnei eruvin. We're talking about two separate alleyways, so that the middle chotzer has a partnership with one alleyway in wine, and that creates their shituf mvos, or their, which is a type of eruv, and the other alleyway a partnership in oil. And it's for, as far as that alleyway is concerned, it's one Eruv. Now, we say here that this is Reb Shimon Letameh Delo Gozar. Reb Shimon is lenient and allows this kind of situation and doesn't impose a restriction where there might have been room to say thusly. And this will become clear as we go on. Omar Reb Shimon, Lema Dover Doime. What is this similar to? And this is a quote from a Mishnah that we've seen earlier in the Masichta. The case that Reb Shimon is addressing in this particular Tanei quote happens to be similar to the case of three courtyards that are in a row, one next to the other, that open one into the other. And there's an illustration of this also earlier in the Pirush Chai. He tells you to look at diagram 38 in the ninth parak, but the case is pretty clear even through just seeing the words, and in view of the fact we've seen this diagram earlier in our learning, three courtyards, one next to the other, and they open one into the other, and each courtyard also has its own entrance to a public thoroughfare. Upsukos l'rishus harabim. Irvu shtayim hachitzonos imem tzoyis. If the two extreme courtyards made their own Eruv with the middle courtyard, himu teres imoyim vehemu toros imo, the middle courtyard can carry to each extreme courtyard, and the extreme courtyards can carry from their chatzeros into the middle courtyard. Ushtaim achitzenes asur zuimzu. However, items found in one extreme courtyard cannot carry, those items cannot be carried to the other extreme courtyard, because those two extreme courtyards did not make an Eruv in and of themselves. Now, the Chiddush here is that Rav Shimon allows the middle courtyard to make an Eruv with the respective extreme courtyards, and we're not going to restrict that in anticipation of the possibility of an item being taken from one extreme courtyard through the middle one to the other extreme courtyard. Similarly, with our two alleyways and the middle courtyard, Reb Shimon allows separate eruvs to be made with the middle courtyard and the respective alleyways to each side. And he's not goes there. He's not fearful that items from one alleyway will be carried through the middle courtyard to the next alleyway, which would be prohibited. The Gemara continues. Amar le Abaye mi dami. How can you compare this comment of Reb Shimon in the Tanaic source to our case of the two alleyways? Mi domi, hasam kotoni, there it says, shtayim hachitzonos asuros. There it says the two outer courtyards are forbidden to carry items from one to the other, from one extreme to the other extreme. Acha kotoni, in our Mishnah though, it says, ein srichin la'arev klal. In our Mishnah, the expression under Reb Shimon was there is no need for an Eruv whatsoever, which would seem to indicate total allowance. The Gemara's answers, Rabba would answer, my ain't Srichin La'arev, what does that expression mean, that there's no need for an Eruv? It means Shcheinim Bahadi Bal Habayis. Avol Shcheinim Bahadi Hadodi Srichin La'arev. We take a look at the Rashi. Shcheinim Bahadi Adodi. Im Roitzin B'nei Movui Zeh Lishtamesh Bozeh Tzrichin La'arev. V'loseis kulon pas b'chotzer zu. The Ein Srif L'Arev simply means that the neighbors don't have to make an Eruv with the Balabayas. And that's in view of the fact that they have a Shutfis already. However, the Shechenim themselves would have to make an Eruv one with the other. So Rabbah is explaining that the expression in the Mishnah of Einon Srifin La'arev is not a blanket heter. All it means is that in view of the fact that the middle courtyard has a partnership with the two alleyways on either side, so the middle courtyard vis-a-vis the alleyway doesn't have to make an additional Eruv. However, if members of one alleyway want to carry things from there to the parallel alleyway, through the middle courtyard, they would have to make an additional Eruv. As Rashi says, they would have to contribute bread and put it in the middle courtyard, joining themselves together. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef takes the approach that we're talking about one alleyway. And the machlokis that we saw in our Mishnah between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon parallels another machlokis tanoim that the Gemara will quote in a minute between Reb Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbonon. So just to create the model, as we've said before, we want to have an Eruv means unification, joining together of people. And that is accomplished when you have the food in the food should be together. How together? So we'll continue in the Gemara to see how it's possible to allow a partnership where there is one alleyway and some people and some are joined together in wine, and some are joined together in oil, and that doesn't even have the potential. You would think that it doesn't have the potential for being mixed together. And so the question then is, where do you have this element of unification? So this will become clear as we go on in the Gemara. Disnan shemen shitzof al gabi yayin v'nogat fuyon b'shemen lo posal elo shemen bilvad. If you have a receptacle that has in it wine, and floating on top of it is a layer of oil. So in effect, we are talking about one vessel. At least in theory, we're talking about one vessel. And we're talking about truma. Truma is the tithe that one removes from his produce. And in this case, he would remove it from wine, remove it from oil, and give it to a kohen. Shemen is sensitive to defilement, even if the source of defilement is a tevul yom. A tevul yom is a person who had been tomei and he's close to the conclusion of his tuma through sunset, prior to sunset, though he goes to the mikveh. The time between his mikveh immersion and the setting of the sun, he's called a tevul yom. For our purposes, he would be called a second level tuma. And a tevul yom, he will pasel truma. He will make truma unfit, because truma can absorb tuma even from a second level tuma, the truma becoming a third level tuma. What about this case where there you have a layer of oil floating on top of wine and it's all truma, and the tevul yom touches the oil, which is obviously floating on top? Does that affect the truma wine beneath? So the Tanakhama says it doesn't affect. It's viewed as separate entities. It's not one continuum, even though physically there one is floating on the other. But nevertheless, the Tanakhama says that the Tvuyon passels only the oil, not the wine underneath. It's true that the oil becomes possible, but it becomes a third level tuma, and when you have a third level tuma, any other truma that's in contact with it will not become tummy, because truma does not reach a fourth level tuma. only kodshim, only sacrificial food becomes fourth level tuma. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Shneim Chiburin Zeh Lo Zeh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that we view the oil and the wine as one continuum, and therefore the Tful Yom who touches the oil, he in effect ruins the wine as well. So, as far as taking this information seemingly from a totally unrelated realm, this realm of Tumah, but we're transposing this information to our case where you have a partnership in an alleyway, some are partnered in oil and some are partnered in wine, can that be viewed as a singular entity? So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then yes. So that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would parallel Rabbi Shimon, who said that even if Lozeh b'yayin v'lozeh b'shemen, there's no need for making an Eruv. Rabbanon, the Gemara says, K'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who view the oil and wine in the Tumah context as two separate things, they will parallel the Rabbanon in our discussion, our Tanakhama, that said Lozeh b'yayin v'lozeh b'shemen does not constitute a unification. And hence there's still a need for an Eruv. Rabbi Shimon, K'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as we already explained. Tanya, we continue with another source. It's another Tanaic opinion, which is more restrictive than that which we've seen till now. Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoi Oimer, Echot Zeh Ve'echot Zeh Tzrichin La'arev. So the Gemara asks, Be'afilu Lozeh B'yayin V'lozeh B'yayin, is that so even in a case where where they are joined up, each one is a partner in wine? Why would that not be a sufficient sign of unification? Why is there still a need for an Erev if the partnership is all in wine? So as we continue in the Gemara, we encounter a new marking, and on the side of the Gemara there are no say, Livne heading, we've written, two hezberim, and that's what the diamond will be highlighting, two hezberim l'shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, echod zeh v'echod zeh tzrichin la'arev. So now in the Gemara, Omar Rabba. The first case, which we called Aleph, we'll see there is in fact no argument. In the Bey's case, we will see an argument, the point of controversy. So Rabba, Omar Rabba, Zeh bo b'legino v'shofach, v'zeh bo b'legino v'shofach. If the different members of this alleyway or courtyard had wine in a login. Login, legino, means his flask. They each one had wine, and they poured it into some central vessel. Kuli amalo, pligi davi erv. Everyone would agree that that partnership is in lieu of an eruv. Ki pligi, the machloikes between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi and the Rabbonan, kigon shelokhu chovis shel yayin b'shutfis. They initially bought one barrel of wine in a partnership. In other words, where there's a physical pouring of individual flasks into a central flask, that's a clear demonstration of their joining together. However, where they bought a barrel in partnership, and the question here is, which part of the barrel of wine belongs to which person? In order to determine that, we say we'd have to come onto a concept known as brera. In other words, retroactively, the part of the wine that you draw off from the barrel will be considered your wine. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi sofer ein brera. We don't accept this type of retroactive determination. And Rabbanon Savri yesh brera. And therefore, they are considered as if they joined together, even when they bought one barrel in Beshutfis. The Gemara continues with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Elazar ben Tadoi v'Rabbonon, b'soimchen al shituf b'mokom eruv komifligi. This is a new concept. We alluded to this in earlier in our shiur, But here the Gemara focuses on it, and on the side of the Gemara there are taknose, means a subtopic, and we indicate this goes to Ayin Beis Omer Aleph, A E Soimchan Al Shituf B'Mokom Eruv. In other words, if you have a series of courtyards that open one into the other, and the courtyards also open into an alleyway, and the courtyards joined together in a Shituf Muvois, is there any need? And that Shituf Muvos means that each alleyway has a right to carry from its courtyard, each courtyard has a right to carry from the courtyard into the alleyway. What about carrying items from one chotzer to the next chotzer via the openings that exist between each courtyard? So Rav Yosef says that the Machloikis Rav Elozer ben Tadoin Rabbonon concerns this topic. B'soimchen al shituf b'mokom eruv komifligi. Do we rely on their having made a shituf muvos and thereby save ourselves or circumvent the need for an additional eruv? The more sover ain somchin. Rav Elozer ben Tadoin is restrictive, and he says we don't rely on the fact that they made a shituf muvos, allowing them to carry from their courtyards to the alleyway. We don't rely on that in lieu of an additional eruv between each chotzer. Umor sover, the rabbanon say somchin, that we do rely. Before going further in the Gemara, let's glance at the Rashi. B'soimchen ha-shituf v'mokom eruv komiflegi u'ben tadoi moida de movui muter. Ben tadoi agrees that as far as the movui is concerned, it is muter. U'b'chatzeros pligi. Their argument between Rav Elozer ben Tadoi and the Chachamim regards the carrying of things from one chotzer to the next. Rabbanon Savri, Kedon Shtafu B'movui, once they made a joining together, as far as the alley is concerned, Ein Tzrich Lav Chatzera Zuim Zu, they don't have to make an additional Eruv between their courtyards. Mutar Lotzi Mizulu Zu Derech Sachash B'nehem. They are allowed to carry items from one courtyard to the next through the entranceway separating them. Sharei Shituf HaMovui Sheim Suchos Bo Mechabron. The fact that the courtyards, join together vis-a-vis the alleyway, that joins them together. And we can rely on that shituf mavui in lieu of eruv of chatzeros. Ben Tadoi sover ein somchen, and Ben Tadoi disagrees. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef. Mino amino lo. Now we've dashed underline this because we want to focus on this point. Where Rav Yosef says, from where do I know that this is their machloikas? So in order to answer this, this takes a number of lines to develop, as we will continue. Demor sovar. Well, let's correct ourselves. The Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Now, we've used markings to highlight the psak of Rav on two different piskei halacha, where in one case he paskins like Rabbi Meir, and in another case he paskins like Rabbi Elozer ben Tadoi. And the significance of Rav issuing these two piskei halacha will result in what we need to see. So we now continue in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda's Omar Rav says, Halacha k'Rebbi Meir. Now, paskening like Rebbi Meir means that we're not soimich on shituf b'mokom eruv. That's what Rashi points out. And later in the Gemara, the Gemara itself will ask, who is this Rebbi Meir? What do you mean? What are you referring to when you say Rebbi Meir? So in the meantime, though, we accept this at face value. Halacha k'Rebbi Meir means that we're not soimich on the fact that they made a shituf muvos to serve in lieu of the need for an Eruv between their Chatzeros. And again, we're talking about Chatzeros that are lined up one next to the other, and there is an entranceway from one, a passageway, an entranceway, a doorway between each Chatzer. If, even though they join together in the alley, enabling each courtyard to carry into the alleyway, they cannot carry unless an additional Eruv is made directly between one Chatzer and its neighbor. The Omar of Bruno Marav, Halocha, Kurabalozer, Ben Tadoi. And you have another comment of another Psak of Rav, Paskening like Rebelozer Ben Tadoi. And Paskening like Rebelozer Ben Tadoi would seem to be along the same lines as what we just said in Paskening like Rebbe Meir. So the question here is, what do I need these two Piskei Halacha for? My Taima, what do I need Rav to Paskin like Rebbe Meir and also like Rebbe Elozer Ben Tadoi? Lav Mishum Dechad Taima Hu. Is it not because that which Rebbe Elozer Ben Tadoi said, that even if there's a partnership, Echod Zeh Ve'echod Zeh, Tzrichin La'arev, is it not because that it's one us, one time, one reason? Let us continue in the Gemara to this itself is not very clear. Paskening on the one hand, like Rebbe Meir, which says Ein Somchen al Shita v'Mokum, which is something that Rebbe Meir says beferush in a source that we see in the next couple of lines. Rebbe Meir says that you have to, in addition to a shituf, you'd also have to make an eruv. The second triangle of Rav Paskin like Rav Zimra Tatoi, it would seem to be say the same thing, and that's what the Gemara says. My taimo lav mishum dechad taimo hu. Is it not so that these two are really one in the same? And this would reveal that Rebbe Elozer ben Tadoi is like Rav Yosef himself had said, that he holds Ein Somchen al Shituf b'mokum Eruv. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question: Amale Abaye v'Yichad Taima, if they are really one and the same, Tarti Hilchus Olamali, what do I need to have Rav Paskin twice the same thing as our triangles show? Ha Komash Molon. The following is what Rav is teaching us. Delo avdinon ketrei chumri be'eruvin. In order to appreciate this, we must look at Rashi. First, we'll start with the Rashi. V'ichad taimahu tarti hilchusolomali. The Rav lemeimar betravayu. What do I need Rav to paskin the same thing twice? Bishlamo halacha k'Rebbe Meir itzterich. I need to have that psak. The e midrulozer. Had I just had Rav paskin Rav Elozer ben Tadoi, havamino time Rav Elozer ben Tadoi lav mishum de'ein somchan al shituf. I wouldn't have known that the reason behind Rav Elozer ben Tadoi in his comment is this point, that we don't rely on the shituf instead in b'mokum eruv. Elo mishum b'gozav rein marvin chaseres b'yayin. I would have thought that Rebbe Elozer ben Tadoi is reflecting an opinion that says we don't make an Eruv between Chatzeros using wine. Kide ka'oma Rebbe Meir lekamon, as Rebbe Meir will say later on. V'hai shituf de ben Tadoi, the shituf that ben Tadoi speaks about, is de yayin hu. Kide toni mas nisen, it's a shituf involving wine, and that's why Rebbe Elozer ben Tadoi is saying that even if they have a partnership in wine, they still have to make an eruv. Kediktoni mas nisin lezebi and lezebi ayin. Hilchuch lo samchinu lebachatzeros. This is all what I would have thought, that since they made their shituf with wine, we cannot rely on that for the chatzeros. Aval hechod, in other words, the chisoron in the case of the shituf in the Movoi vis-a-vis the Chatzeros, that Rebbe Elozer ben Tadoi says that they still have to make an Eruv, is because they made their shituf using wine. And wine is not a good substance for an Eruv of Chatzeros. Avol hecho v'nishtatfu bepas, had the sheet of Movui had been done with bread, soimchen, then I would have thought, this is all a havamina. I would have thought that the shituf in the Movui would have been good enough. Therefore, Komash Malon, Halocha Kurvi Meir, the Ukmar of Gidol Amarav, Lekamon, Mishtafu Bepas. Therefore, it's important for Rav to paskin, like Rebbe Meir, that even though they made their shituf in the Movu using bread, which is seemingly the ideal substance, it's not good for the Chatzeros. Because of Rebbe Meir's position, that Ein Sumchen al Shituf B'Mokulim Eruv. Even though they had made the sheet of Mavos using bread, Rabbi Meir says you cannot rely on that for carrying between the Chatzeres. However, Rav having paskined already like Rabbi Meir, that we don't rely on the sheetuf, even if the sheetuf was made by that by the choice substance, the bread, so Halach Rabbi Lozer Lomali, what do I need Rav to paskin like Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoi? So the Gemara answers, ha, and we're reading, continuing to read the Rashi, ha komash malon delo avdinon ketrei chumri be'eruvin. We don't follow two restrictions of one person in Eruvin. From the fact that I needed Rav to say the halacha follows ben tadoi, Ashmeinen, this tells us in a roundabout fashion, it tells us that we won't accept two stringencies of one opinion in the realm of Erevin. We can say in common jargon, one per customer, that if you want to accept the chumrah in the realm of Erevin, you can adopt one chumrah of a particular opinion, but not two of his chumras. Rabbi Meir Trey Chumri Omar, Rabbi Meir happens to have two stringencies. Number one, Ein Somchen B'chatzeros Al Shituf Movui. We don't rely on the fact that Shituf was made to circumvent or to obviate the need for an Eruv Chatzeros. Bein Shenishtatfu B'pas U'Bein Shenishtatfu B'Yayin. Whether the Eruv or the Shituf Movui was made using bread or it was made using wine. We didn't point this out earlier, we didn't emphasize this enough, but better late than never. The substance used for a shituf is maybe more flexible, if you will, than the substance used for making the Eruv Chatzeros. So that you can have, even though a shituf was made, can be made through wine, that's not necessarily so with the case of the Eruv Chatzeros. Upligi Rabbonon Ole Bepas. The Rabbonon disagree with Rabbi Meir when it comes to a shituf having been made with bread. Umodu le b'nishtatfu b'yayin. And they will concede to Rabbi Meir if the shituf was made using wine. In other words, they will agree that the chatzeres remain osir. Rabbonon de masnisin de hocha, the Rabbonon in our Mishnah, this is a different Rabbonon. This is not the Rabbonon that we just referred to who argue with Rabbi Meir in an upcoming source, but rather the Rabbonon in our Mishnah, Ukinno de Afilu Bishtatfu Biyayin Amri de Somchin. They are much more lenient, and they say that even if the sheet of Mavos was made using wine, you can rely on that and thereby obviate the need for an Eruv of Chatzeros. Ishtakach de Machmir Rabbi Meir Trey Chumri. The result of this presentation is that Rabbi Meir has a double Chumrah. In other words, he doesn't aser only by wine, but even using bread. For Rav Srule Kavosi B'Travayu. Rav happens to hold like Rabbi Meir on both of these points. Whether the Shituf was done with wine, or even if the Shituf was done using bread, that you still will have to make an Eruv of Chatzeros. Rav had his hands tied. He couldn't paskin. He couldn't establish the halacha like Rabbi Meir on both points. Therefore, it was important for Rav to paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi on one point. The ein soimchin b'chatzeros al shituf hamavui b'yayin. You can't rely on the shituf that happened to have been made with wine. And as we pointed out earlier, Rashi pointed this out earlier, that Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is a shita that deals with the wine. The chihader iflug Rabbi Meir Rabbanon bepas. And later, when we see this machlokis with Rabbanon, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon regarding relying on a shituf, b'mokom eruv, their machlokis is a shituf made with pas. And there, Rav, since he hasn't cited Rabbi Meir till this point, he can now cite that I paskin like Rabbi Meir, that even if the shituf was made using bread, it won't serve in lieu of the Eruv Chatzeros. So, just the last point of the Gemara, we read it again, that Ha Kamashmalon Delo Avdino Ketrei Chumri Be'eruvin. Trei Chumri means of one Tana. And as we said, Rav couldn't paskin like both of Rabbi Meir's Chumras, restricting the which restricts the Shituf from being in lieu of the Eruv, both in the case of Shituf made by wine as well as a Shituf made by bread. And now the Gemara, in its characteristic style, goes back and says, well, you've been citing certain names along the way. What did they in effect say? Or what did they in fact say? So my Rebbe Meir, my Rabbanon, the reference is made to these Shitas. Where did they say that? The Sanyos. We have a Tanaic source, and we've broken it down into subcategories. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'pas. You can make an Eruv Chatzeros using bread. V'imrotzu l'arav b'ayin ein ma'arvin. If you want to make an Eruv Chatzeros using wine, that is not possible. Mishtakfin b'movu b'yayin, the shituf muvos, the joining together of courtyards with the alleyway, enabling them to carry from their courtyards to the alleyway any items, that can be accomplished through their joining together, the different chatzeres joined together using wine. V'imrots l'shtatef b'pas mishtakfin. If they want to create the shituf muvos using bread, that is in fact an option. So when it comes to a shituf muvos, you see greater flexibility. Ma'arvin b'chatzerus u'mishtatvin b'movui. We'll see shortly, this is Rebbe Meir, that even though you may have made a shita muvos, you still need to make an eruv chatzerus. Shelo lishkach toras eruv minatinoikas. So that people don't forget the rules of eruv, that the children shouldn't forget the rules of eruv. Sheyomru, they shouldn't come to say, Avusenu lo irvu, our forefathers didn't make an Eruv, and not realizing that they had made a Shituf. So it's not enough that they made a Shituf, but so as not to forget the rules of Eruv, we insist on an Eruv Chatzeros being made as well. The Rashi elaborates, and let's look at the Rashi together. First of all, Rashi says umishtafin b'movui b'yayin. The shitas b'movui eino el l'shati v'shus ha'chatzer shebemovui v'lo rishus habotim v'chotzer lav beis dira hu v'kol shekein pas d'choshev tvei. The point of an eruv chatzeros is simply of a shita muvos is simply create a sense of togetherness. And to accomplish that, it's enough to do so with wine. The chotzer, Eruv Chatzeros, is a different level of concern, and that is to establish a dira, to establish a mokum of dira. Dira means a place of dwelling. People don't dwell in alleyways. However, when it comes to the chatzeros, and to make them part of the houses, which is an issue of dwelling, there you need to use bread. Because bread establishes dwelling, not wine. We continue looking at the Rashi Dibur Masel Ma'arvin B'chatzeros Hapsuchos Mizulazu. These are the courtyards we've been discussing till now that open one into the other. Afal pi she'irvu derech pischehen, even though they may have made an eruv joining them through the doorways that open one into the next. Tzrichin l'shtat b'movui lahatir amovui. They still have to make a sheet of muvos to allow carrying from the chatzeros into the alleyway and vice versa. Ve'im lav chatzeros, ve'im lav, and if they didn't make the sheet of muvos, so chatzeros mutoros mizulazu mavui osur, the chatzeros will remain mutar carrying one to the next through the doorways between them. However, the alleyway will be forbidden. The ein somchan al eruv v'mokom shituf v'lo al shituf v'mokom eruv. You cannot rely on one in lieu of the other. Hechadolo irvu, in other words, to rely on the shituf v'mokom eruv, hechadolo irvu b'nei chotzer la'atzmon, where the b'nei chotzer did not make their own internal eruv. Shim yismuchu al zeh, if they were to rely on the shituf, so Toras Eruv Yishtakach, the rules of Eruv will become forgotten. Avol Irvo, if however you have another situation, Irvo Kol Chotzer Le'atzma, V'nishtatfu Kula B'movui, if you have each Chotzer making its own internal Eruv, that would mean the different houses that open to an individual Chotzer joined, the houses joined together, and in addition, there was a Shituf Muvos made, all the different dwellings, the courtyards had joined together in the to unify themselves with regard to the Mavui. Afal pi shelo irvu chatzeru zu im zu, even though the individual courtyards did not join up with one another, courtyard with courtyard, then we say Shituf Amovui Mechabron Umetatlin Mizula zu Bein Derech Amovui Bein Derech Psochim. Here, in this scenario, which the Gemara didn't mention, here there is an Eruv, and there is also a Shituf. It's just that you don't have an Eruv between each Chotzer and the next. So, nevertheless, they are joined together in the alleyway. So, Rashi points out they can carry even from one Chotzer to the next. That's Bein Derech Mavui, Bein Derech Psochem. Desnan Shemovil Chotzeres, Chotzeres Lepotim. Ma eruv hachotzer mashvi lebotim chada, just like the eruv chatzeros makes the houses into one entity. Af shituf amovui mashvi chatzeros chada. So too, the fact that they did make a shituf muvos joins the chatzeros in as being one. We continue in the Gemara. We're at the end of the Tanaic source, the three lines from the bottom of the Gemara. V'chachomim omrim oy ma'arvin oy mishtatfin. The chachomim say that you don't need to do both the eruv in addition to the shituf. Pligi bo rev nechumi verabo. We have a machloikis, and here we're going to be focusing on the different substances that are used for making the shituf and making the eruv. Chad Omar bepas kuli amalo pligi debechado sagi. One of these amoroim holds that if they would have made the shituf using bread, then you could be semich on the shituf and not need to make an eruv, and everyone would agree with that. That the ki pligi b'yayin, the machloikis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim will arise if the shituf was made using wine. Rabbi Meir holding that you can't rely on such a shituf in lieu of an eruv chatzeros, because we don't make an Eruv Chatzeros using wine. And the Rabbanan will say that even though we don't make an Eruv Chatzeros using wine, the fact that they join together in the Shituf Muvos using the wine, we say since it worked for the Shituf Muvos, we will say it works for joining the Chatzeros together. According to this approach, this Chad Omar, and Rashi points this out, Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim will agree that in principle to the idea of Soimchen on the Shituf B'mokoim Eruv, if, of course, the Shituf was done with bread. We continue at the top of Ayin Beis Omer Aleph. V'chad Omar b'yayin de kuli amalo pliyi de boinon tarti. This approach says that it's a more restrictive approach, that even the Chachomim will agree that if the Shituf was made using wine, then you'll have to make an Eruv to join the Chatzeros. Ki pligi bepas. According to this Manda Omar, the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir Chachomim will be if the Shituf was made using bread. Rabbi Meir holding that's not enough to circumvent the need for an Eruv Chatzeros, and the Rabbanan will say it is. Meisvei. We have a Tanaic source which is raised as a question. V'chachomim oimim oi ma'arvin oi mishtatfin. My love, what does this not suggest? Oi ma'arvin b'chotzer b'pas o mishtatfin b'movui b'yayin. And the Chachomim are saying then, according to this approach, that even if the Shituf was done using wine, you wouldn't need to make an Eruv Chatzeres. You wouldn't need to join the Chatzeres together. And this would be a kasha on this second Manda Omar that we saw at the top line that said that everyone will agree that if the Shituf was done by wine, then you'll need an additional Eruv Chatzeres. That's the question. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav Hochi Ka'omar. So that the source that had said in an abbreviated fashion, O Marvin, O Mishtafin, means either they make an Eruv Chatzeros using bread, and that could be in lieu of a sheet of Muvois, the fact that they joined their Chatzeros together using bread, that solves everything. O mishtatfin b'movui b'pas. Now we don't underline b'pas because here is the response that if they made a sheet of uvos using bread, that too would be sufficient. Umutorin kan v'kan. So this is a shita of the Chachomim who say that if you made the shituf using bread, then it can serve in lieu of an additional eruv chatzeros. However, no one is going to say, according to this response, that an eruv, a shituf made using wine, will suffice in lieu of an eruv chatzeros. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Halocha to Rabbi Meir. Here we have three levels of psak, if you will. The first level is paskening like Rabbi Meir. Halocha means you can publicize such a psak, that if you have to get up and rule concerning these matters, you can rule publicly like Rabbi Meir. Again, what exactly is Rabbi Meir's opinion? So that it depends on the machlokas amoroim that we just saw. Rav Huna Omar, we could say, though safely speaking, that Rabbi Meir is the more stringent approach to these matters. So Rav Yehuda says you can issue that as a public ruling. Rav Huna Omar Minog k'Rabbi Meir. Minog implies something that you would not say in a public fashion. However, if someone asks you on a private basis, you would rule like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Noagu Ha'om k'Rabbi Meir. This is the lowest level, so to speak, which means that we won't issue a public ruling like Rabbi Meir, nor will we paskin to you like that in a private fashion. However, if someone chooses to rule like Rabbi Meir, so we won't protest that. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.